Funding for Think comes from SMU's Continuing and Professional Education, who can help you get ahead in today's tough economy. Hundreds of courses begin weekly this fall. Online at smu.edu/CAPE.
I didn't get pregnant my first time. We kept doing it over and over, so, you know, that's how I finally got pregnant. Yeah. Because at first, I didn't really think I was going to get pregnant. It just happened. But we just didn't. I don't know why. I do not know why I just didn't use protection. I was dumb.
Y'all got me looking at me. Y'all got me laying. Hold on. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
When we started going out, everything was cool. Best friends, you know. Chilling, doing everything together. He taking me over to his family. And I let him meet my family and everything. And we were just close and everything. Then I got pregnant. He was still there. He was happy. Then, I mean, it really hasn't changed at all. Because we still act the same. Even though sometimes we argue, like, more than we used to. I guess because of the baby.
That was Aisha, one of the subjects of Sujatha Dan's new documentary, Boyfriends, which debuts tonight at 9 on KERA 13 television. You can also find it online at any time in its entirety at kera.org. You can join the conversation this afternoon by calling us at 1-800-933-5372 or via email to think@kera.org. You know, what's so interesting, Sujatha, is when you hear Aisha, she's not unaware of birth control or how it works or even the fact that it's a good idea. So there's clearly some sort of disconnect between the education that we talk about and the behavior.
I think she's also very influenced by X-Man, who...
That's her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend, I'm sorry, yeah, who is 17. And his parents, when I spoke to his mom, said that she was very clear about providing protection. And actually, even his older brother said that his older brother, who also has a baby as a teen, who also was a teen dad, talked about how their mom provided protection. But again, I think this goes to the concept of not seeing a future for themselves and not seeing a baby as an obstacle. And I think Aisha may have thought, you know, I really want to finish school and all of these things. But she definitely has some self-esteem issues and a boyfriend that suggested, you know, we don't need to use protection. This isn't something that I want to do. She didn't feel like it was going to really hamper her future decisions as of yet, you know?
So that discussion is as graphic about sex as the film gets, but there are frank discussions of the fact that it happens among teenagers. I would imagine there are parents who say, well, my kids aren't in this kind of trouble, and they're not involved in any of this, and they wouldn't make decisions like this, and they're, you know, not struggling with poverty. And therefore, showing this film to my kids will provide a sort of tacit permission. But I'm curious as to what you think about the fact that even if your daughter or son is not in this place, they're probably going to school right alongside kids who are.
Yes, and you would be surprised. I mean, I went into this film thinking we did focus groups with teenagers in upper middle class neighborhoods and with kids in, you know, in urban neighborhoods and across the gamut, middle class, even very wealthy suburbs of the Dallas area. And it is interesting because although, you know, things might happen at an earlier age, possibly in urban neighborhoods. I mean, I did talk to younger women in their early teens talking about sex. Those discussions were happening among 16 and 17 year olds in some of our more affluent communities as well. And I think that is a little bit, in some ways, the goal of the film is, again, not necessarily to talk about, you know, to have an uncomfortable discussion with your children about sex as much as it is to talk about, you know, maybe it's about future goals and maybe it's about, you know, what could this relationship how could this relationship impact you? If your child is in a relationship with a boy, and if your daughter's in a relationship with a boy and she's 16 and she's starting to talk about, you know, how she sees this, you know, impacting her choices for college or so on. I mean, this gives you an opening to kind of say, hey, you know, there's a lot going on, and that doesn't mean that this relationship isn't important, but I think it acts as kind of a launching pad for parents who may even be uncomfortable talking to their teens about this.
Yeah, potentially positive or negative. There's a lot of power in those early relationships.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the genesis of the project. I mean, we talk amongst young women, and many people look back on those early relationships, and some people continue those patterns. I know Bambi, for instance, one of our girls that we followed, she's 17, she's actually 18, and she was, you know, she has fairly regularly gotten into a relationship, falls in very heavily into that relationship, and then has trouble walking away when the relationship is not good for her, is not healthy for her anymore. And she realizes that, and she's very, very smart, but she even admits falling into that same pattern over and over again. And so, again, this is an opportunity for, you know, parents to step in if they see their daughters in a similar situation. And you know, there are wonderful tools on our website at kera.org or on boyfriendsweb.com that give parents a little bit of guidance. You know, if your daughter is going through some of these issues, if your son is in a relationship with someone that is you know, displaying some of these some of these tendencies of clinginess or not being able to see a life without them, then there are ways to approach this.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. We're talking about Sujatha Dan's new documentary, Boyfriends, which debuts tonight at 9 on KERA 13 television. Let's go to Adam in Fort Worth. Hi, Adam.
Well, thank you for, you know, taking my call.
Sure.
Got a couple of comments, please. This... the first thing is, you know, we have to go back to basics. I think our society has lost the grip of basics. You know, when we go back, they call them old-fashioned, maybe. And the other thing is, you know, role models. The parents, to be honest with you, 80% of what the girl does is looking at her mom. If the mother is not a good role model, usually they go to the direction which, you know, none of our, you know, religions approve. And I don't want to bring the religion into this, but if we have basics at home, I mean, I look around my neighborhood in radius of, you know, 50 feet, every three house I see they have this situation. And I think it's very sad, you know, because they don't have value for the girls anymore. And when I ask a little, for example, my daughter, who is your role model? And I'm sorry, I don't mean to bring any actor or actress's names, you know, but they don't have any. They usually look at Britney Spears or, you know what I mean, someone with, you know, not a good head on their shoulder. Maybe, you know, I think our problem is Hollywood. I'm going to hang up. And mothers are the number one cause of these problems. They are not setting good standards. I see mother coming out. I mean,
Adam, I think you've made some great points, and I think we have your point. Thank you so much for your call. What kinds of role models did you see the girls? Did they all have a role model?
I think it was interesting. Like, when we started this project, it was right around the time when there was a lot of discussion about Jamie Lynn Spears.
Sister of Britney Spears, who got pregnant at 16.
Yes, yes. And then I think Sarah Palin's daughter, Bristol Palin, and there was discussion about that and how these, I think in the media, there was a lot of like, oh, this is what's really impacting girls' decisions on teen pregnancy. And that is not what any of our girls said. I mean, they were very involved in their own worlds. And while they saw that kind of stuff and you know, they commented on it, I'm not sure that's what led them to think, okay, this is okay for me to get pregnant. I do think, you know, good role modeling is important. And I think in some of our communities, there wasn't a lot of time that the parents had, and what surrounded some of these girls were other girls that were pregnant. So there wasn't really the stigma attached to being a teenage mom. And so that being said, again, I think everybody needs good role models, and you can find those among your parents, of course, but also among, you know, teachers and mentors. And I think there are many ways that we as people who don't have children can get involved in teenage girls' lives.
The focus of the film was not on the parents, but how aware did you find them to be when you spoke to them off camera of what their girls were going through?
I think all of them were, interestingly, very aware of what was going on. But I think in some cases they were afraid to approach their daughters because, A, it's still very difficult to talk about issues of sex or I keep going back to Bambi, but she was one that was dealing with self-mutilation. She was cutting herself. And, you know, her mom was aware and hurt, but also it was difficult for her to set those boundaries. And I think parents that started those discussions about relationships very early saw their daughters kind of in their own reflections and the decisions that they made. Valerie, for instance, her mom went through a very tough divorce when she was around 8 or 9 years old. And but then she decided, you know, I can live my life without a man. And she's now remarried. But there were several years where Valerie saw her, you know, struggle, but find a job for herself that where she could support herself and buy a house for herself. And that's all reflected in the way she's now, you know, choosing to make her decisions. And so,
yeah, Valerie mentions in the film, my mom and I have this bond in that we don't need a man.
Yeah. And I think that I think in many cases, I think, for instance, with Aisha, who is pregnant, and her mom, while there was no man in her life currently, while we were filming, she definitely always had a man in her world. And I think many men kind of walked in and out of her life. And she was very open discussing that. But she was hoping that her daughter would hear her words. And unfortunately, sometimes actions speak louder than words.
Filmmaker Sujatha Dand is my guest this hour. Her new project, Boyfriends, is a documentary that debuts tonight at 9 on KERA 13 television. You can find the film in its entirety and watch it anytime at KERA.org. There are also supplemental materials that go along with that if you do want to watch it with your kids and have a discussion.